You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Thursday, March the 27th of 2025. Beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin from our WXCO studios in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature is up 9 degrees in the past hour. We are now at 38 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Sun is still shining. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we're going to talk a bit about an update on what is going on at the Marathon County Ice Arena. I spend so much time there. Been doing it for many years, covering Wausau West and Central Wisconsin Storm hockey. And we heard the news last week that if nothing was done, that perhaps the ice arena would be unusable for the 2025-2026 ice season. Well, the Marathon County Board of Supervisors has done something about it. So we're going to talk about that coming up. Also coming up at the end of the program, we'll have our daily history lesson and give you a look at some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Talk about a few of the celebrity birthdays that are going on, some special events being acknowledged today, and we know you are waiting for it. You go through the entire show, you're probably saying, well, I'm going to go through all this other stuff just to get to the final couple of minutes of the program at around, 9:55, 9:56. We go to our number for the day. And as part of that, Ian Welch takes a quiz, the number for the day quiz. We give him three choices, one of which is correct as our number for the day, two of which are not correct. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right, which is 33%. So our goals to have a passing grade for the week is above 33%. If it's below 33%, then it's a failing grade. Then we also would like to see him have a winning week, which is more right than wrong. His best ever performance has been three different times. He's got four out of five right, and we're still looking for that final big leap over the final hurdle, which is a perfect week, five out of five, but still working on that. But so far this week,
it's been tough.
It's been a struggle.
It has.
You talk about first pitch on Monday. We're continuing the baseball analogy here.
Yeah.
I threw a fastball. Ian swung and missed. Strike one.
I swung too early that time.
Then on Tuesday, I came back with a curveball. Ian swung and missed.
Again, yes.
Yesterday, I threw a change of pace. Ian swung and missed.
I did.
So now you are back against the wall. But as we said at the end of the show yesterday, it seems as though when you have your back against the wall, you come back. Mm-hmm. You fight your way back. And you're going to have to fight your way back. You have to start today.
Yes.
To get that first one correct, and then come back tomorrow and get that one correct. But you can't get to tomorrow until you get today. And
focus on today.
So, yep, we're going to try to get you back on the winning track at the end of the show.
I know what the topic is.
Yeah,
what because you told me yesterday.
Yep.
We're staying with baseball, and we're going to have a number of the day based on the Milwaukee Brewers.
And actually, I'm going to even tighten it a little bit more.
Ooh.
Because I will give you a little bit more here.
Okay.
Not only baseball. Not only the Milwaukee Brewers,
all right.
Robin Yount one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Milwaukee Brewer ever, Hall of Famer, spent his entire career with the Milwaukee Brewers. The number for the day will involve number 19, Robin Yount. It's not 19, because that was his number. But
Robin Yount.
But there'll be another number involving the career of Robin Yount. So that will be our number for the day at the end of the show, and I think this is a good one. I like this one. I like any time we can talk about Robin Yount. That's and actually, back, I don't know how many years ago it was. It's been, you know, probably 15 years, maybe even more. But one time, Robin Yount was in Wausau, and he was at a Woodchucks game. And Jim Gantner used to be the manager of the Wisconsin Wausau Woodchucks.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin Yount came, and I had a chance to interview Robin Yount. And he was just such a good interview and a good guy. And sometimes you meet these folks that you grew up watching and idolizing, mm-hmm. and sometimes they turn into kind of big jerks.
It's where the phrase, "I never meet your heroes," comes
that
from.
That is exactly
it's
right.
It's not always the case, though.
No, sometimes it can't be. But in this case, it definitely was not. It was a great opportunity to meet a hero and to have Robin Yount and talk to him and interview him. And, it was a wonderful experience. I still remember, because Robin Yount retired after the 1993 season, and I was going to college at the time. And I was so disappointed, because he didn't have to retire yet. He was still playing good baseball, mm-hmm. and he decided after 20 years that was enough. And I still thought, oh, come on, one more year. Come on, keep coming back, because you didn't want him to stop. But he did, and I think actually in the end, 20 years and still playing at a high level, he stepped away at the right time. So today, here on opening day of the 2025 Major League Baseball season, our number for the day will involve Robin Yount. So stick around for that one the end of the show. So, absolutely. We're really looking forward to that and to be able to talk about that. And it was interesting. You know, I think when you have opening day, when you start the new baseball season, everybody's optimistic. Because even if you're a team that's not very good, you always think, well, there's a way. Somehow,
it's a clean slate, a fresh start.
And baseball is such a different sport, because there are 162 games. Even the best teams, even the best teams lose 60, 65, 70 games. You know, that's a lot of games. It just shows that even the worst teams, like last year, the Chicago White Sox won like 40-some games. I mean, and they set a record. They had a record where they lost more games than any other team in Major League Baseball history. I think they lost like 121 or 122 games. But they still won like 41 or 42. I forget exactly how many they won. But, I mean, that was the worst team, one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball history. And in terms of losses, they were the worst. But in terms of winning percentage, they were not the worst. But even the worst teams in Major League Baseball win a quarter of the time. So there's always that optimism that you go into a new season and be able to feel like, hey, if things go right, we'll have a chance to win, whether it's a division, whether it's a National League or American League pennant, or even a World Series championship. So, again, optimism reigns as the Brewers get set to open up their new season, taking on the New York Yankees. And it's an interleague game, because the Brewers, of course, now in the National League, Yankees in the American League. And I actually am a traditionalist. I miss actually when you just play teams within your own league. And I know that sometimes it's exciting to play teams you don't see very often, but I'm just one of those traditionalists when it comes to sports and Major League Baseball specifically. What do we got, Ian?
Well, pulling away from the baseball, I was saying, just for a moment, we have a deal from Wausau who actually wants to share something about a Schimmel and the money he's received from Elon Musk.
So absolutely. So, Brad, excuse me, Dale.
You're on the air.
Dale from Wausau, what's on your mind?
Yes. Brad Schimmel taking all this money from Musk for his campaign. I'm sure he feels indebted to Musk for ruling in favor of Musk and Trump. Schimmel may face physical threats to himself and family. I hope not. From Musk, Trump, the three percenters, the Proud Boys, if he doesn't rule in their favor. So he's taking all this money. Now he's kind of indebted to Musk and Trump. So if he doesn't rule in favor of them, then they can come down on him.
You know,
on Schimmel.
You know, and that's it. Isn't that a pathetic, sad aspect of this era of American politics? Because it's not the first person we've heard that about. You hear about so many of the Republicans that are in the United States Congress fearful. And you read these stories, oh, unnamed Republicans say that Donald Trump's tariff policies will lead us to a recession. And yet, in public, they stand behind him. And one of the things in some of these stories that comes across is there is a fear that these crazy people that support Musk and Trump are actually going to hurt them or their families. And you would still like them to have the courage to stand up. But at the same time, if they feel like, and I mean, you've seen what these folks can do. I mean, if you were to tell me before January the 6th of 2021 that we would have a situation where the losing presidential candidate gets all of his folks to pound into the United States Capitol, break windows, defecate on the floors, threaten the lives of elected officials, including the vice president of the United States, I would have said, no, that does not happen in the United States of America. But now, with these people, it does happen. And when you have the power of money like Musk and Trump have, I think you make a great point that Schimmel may think, hey, I could be independent. Maybe he fools himself, but man, you don't think that in a case that Musk has a personal interest in, that he wouldn't be hearing from Elon Musk after putting all this money into this campaign? Probably not. I mean,
right, and we're not going to see any courage coming from Schimmel in any regard on anything.
I mean, he's very much a political judge. I think that's, you know, and I think, you know, people can talk about Crawford in a way that, oh, but she's not a political judge. She's not been in the world of politics her career. She's been in the world of law. Schimmel's been in the world of politics. I mean, he has been very much a right-wing politician for his entire career. And he's going to take that onto the Supreme Court if he's elected.
Right, I agree.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
Oh, you bet. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Again, we love to hear your voices out there. Again, you can join us by either calling or texting at 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. If you have thoughts on and it looks like, you know, the folks have been calling in, a lot of people are thinking about this state Supreme Court race, and it's not surprising because
we need more people talking about it, because sometimes this election doesn't get... The spring elections don't get talked about as much, and then you get a smaller voter turnout. So it's good that more people are talking about it.
And I'm very curious to see what the turnout will be on Tuesday.
I'm both anxious and terrified.
There you go. The time is 9:18. We'll take a quick timeout and be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes back with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Join us again on YouTube as well, youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. You can join us by calling or texting us at 715 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And mentioned that we just got a call about Elon Musk and Brad Schimmel and this state attorney general, I should say state Supreme Court race with the former attorney general involved in it. Mentioned the last 2 days. In fact, I'm looking at my phone right now. Mm-hmm. Last 2 days, I got four texts from Elon Musk and his...
I got a text, one text from him yesterday. I think it was from Musk, but I just...
It says, talking about Elon Musk, America PAC is giving $100 to Wisconsin registered voters who sign a petition opposing liberal activist judges. And,
that's,
I mean...
a bribery.
It is
people.
Bribery. Exactly.
There's no other way to put it, people. Bribery is a crime, and we need to call all him out on this, because he's trying to buy people's votes. He's trying to buy the election.
And...
That is a crime. There's no other way to put it.
That
is a crime.
Let me jump in here because Please. We have more information on what he's doing right now. This morning, Elon Musk on his X account says, this is Elon Musk, exciting to announce our first $1 million award for supporting our petition against activist judges in Wisconsin. Next $1 million award will be announced in 2 days. And an X account... And again, this is pathetic. I'm sorry. The X account is,
tell it like it is.
America. it's like America has an X account at America, and it's titled America. And America put out a post. Scott A. from Green Bay is the first $1 million spokesperson for signing our petition in opposition to activist judges. You know, I would like to have Scott A. from Green Bay on the air. I want to talk to him. If he's the spokesperson in opposition to activist judges, I want to hear from old Scott A. in Green Bay and talk about it. And talk about where he thinks that these activist judges are going wrong. But $1 million, you talk about $100 as a bribe. This is a bribe of $1 million. And somebody responded to Elon Musk, his post. And I thought this kind of hits it.
Okay.
Normal stuff in a normal democracy. And it's obviously sarcastic. I mean, this is not normal. Donald Trump's administration is not normal. The act of Elon Musk buying votes is not normal.
And the fact that he can just give away $1 million basically says it means nothing to him, because he has plenty of money. You know,
it would be like you or I giving a quarter. It would affect us that same way.
Yeah,
giving $1 million maybe a penny. I mean, literally, it means nothing to his life.
He's throwing his money around is what he's doing, because he has enough money. It's like, well, I can do with this.
I can do whatever I want.
It's not going to affect him. I mean, I have plenty of money. $1 million is not going to affect me. Well, it may not affect you, but it affects the working people who don't make that much money.
Right. No, it's exactly right. And
it's not just about the billionaires, people. I'm sick of thinking that the billionaires, I think they're above everybody else.
And frankly, they
money.
Yeah, they feel like their voice is more important and bigger than everybody else's.
Seriously.
I've talked so often in the last couple of years on this program about the battle of ideas. And the way that battle of ideas work are truthful discussions about issues. And one of the aspects that has been very frustrating about the MAGA movement is the fact they lie all the time. I mean, we've seen it in the last week after the issues with the chat leaks concerning the military action. They come out and they just lie.
And nobody calls them out on it.
Well, they're getting called out on it finally a little bit. And also, again, the use of money by these richest people in America and the world, using their obscene wealth to try to buy the most speech and buy politicians. It gets away from the basic tenets of our democracy of battles of ideas and letting the best ideas work so people then vote for them and we can implement them. But right now, between the lies and also the insanity of the spending by these rich folks, we are not actually having battle of ideas. And it's something that...
It's a battle of profits is what it is.
Well, and the ideas that need to be changed, but unfortunately, with these conservative justices on the Supreme Court that, number one, have allowed unlimited amounts of money to be
put into the electoral system, allowing a president of the United States to break the law while in office. We are seeing some of these judges also become part of the problem. And it's not the activist judges that Elon Musk is talking about.
Nope.
It's the judges that allow, after 250 years, an idea that nobody is above the law. Last summer, John Roberts in his court said, no, Donald Trump is above the law. And that is a blight on that court and a blight on our country until that is changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see the Congress of the United States, the next time that Democrats get into office, pass some laws, or if we have to pass a constitutional amendment, something to get that off the books, because
please,
that cannot continue unabated. The time is 9:28. We're going to find out what is happening out there, whether around the state, around the area, around the country. An information update. We'll get news, weather. We'll get weather. We'll get sports with Mike Clemens. We'll get the entertainment news with the host of Nightlight, Pete Schwabba. And then we'll be back with more. And again, we're getting closer and closer. We've got about half an hour until we see if Ian can get off the schneid here.
Yes.
Got to get a W here at the end of the show on the number of the day quiz. So,
absolutely.
So plenty to come. Again, we'd love for you to join us. 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. Join us. Text or call. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app and on YouTube on the 98.9 WXCO channel of YouTube as well. 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297 to join us with a call or a text as well. And over the last number of weeks, we've been reminding you to make a plan to be a voter on Election Day, which is coming up next Tuesday. If you're an early voter, I believe that the early voting window closes tomorrow. So if you want to do that, make sure you check out the information at your local voting place. But also wanted to remind you that coming up on Tuesday night, next Tuesday, April the 1st, there will be special coverage on Civic Media of Wisconsin Decides 2025. So the polls, of course, close at 8 p.m. And when the polls do close, tune in right here on 98.9 WXCO. And any station in the Civic Media Radio Network. If you happen to be traveling around the state on Tuesday, you'll be able to listen to election night results beginning at 8 p.m. for results in the statewide races for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, Superintendent of Public Instruction, and constitutional ballot questions, along with results from local referendum and municipal elections from around the state. So make sure you tune in on Tuesday, 8 p.m., right here on 98.9 WXCO and on the Civic Media app and the Civic Media Radio Network throughout Wisconsin. So,
mm-hmm.
Again, when it's election night, the place to tune in is right here on Civic Media.
That's right.
We've been talking about things that are not normal when it comes to Donald Trump and his administration.
And the term that we should be using is abnormal.
It is abnormal. That is certainly the case. And this morning, early this morning, between 1 and 2 a.m., apparently Donald could not sleep, because he went on sort of a rant online on social media. And again, he is going after allies again and just craziness. And again, there's different rules for different people when it comes to Donald Trump. Trump sent off a series of wild messages on a number of topics during a flurry of activity on his Truth Social website in the wee hours of this morning. Trump railed against a judge, attacked PBS and NPR, defended his tariffs, and sent a warning to Europe and Canada.
What did PBS do?
Well, they just don't want them. They just think they're liberal. But he also sent a warning to Europe and Canada, which were once key U.S. allies. He did it all between 1 and 2 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. First, Trump attacked U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, who has ruled against him before and just picked up another case involving the president. Trump, a guy who has said it should be illegal to criticize the judges he appointed, but legal to criticize everybody else's judges' appointments.
That's hypocritical.
But Trump called it statistically impossible that Boasberg got another case and accused him of having massive Trump derangement syndrome and disqualifying family conflicts. About 20 minutes later, he attacked completely biased public broadcasters, National Public Radio, and PBS as a giant scam and demanded that Congress cut funding to both. Less than 10 minutes after that, he celebrated his impending tariffs, which have triggered market volatility and fears of a recession. There are even Republicans who think he's nuts when it comes to this. But in an all-caps message, he called the date that those tariffs kick in Liberation Day in America.
He likes the caps button.
He certainly does.
On his social media accounts.
He says, Liberation Day in America is coming soon. For years, we have been ripped off by virtually every country in the world, both friend and foe, but those days are over. America first! And then finally, at 1:50 a.m. this morning, Trump warned the European Union not to step in and help Canada in the face of the tariffs he's imposing on the country, or he would impose even bigger tariffs on both. If the European Union works with Canada in order to do economic harm to the USA, large-scale tariffs far larger than currently planned will be placed on them both in order to protect the best friend that each of those two countries has ever had. Nut job. He is out of his mind. I mean, the president of the United States,
he's slamming everybody
just on having a massive freak out in the middle of the night. Nothing unusual about that, right?
Instead of having a warm glass of milk and a couple cookies and going back to sleep like a average person would do, he goes on his website, his True Social, and he just starts ranting and making these bold accusations and just threatening, more tariffs,
Canada and the European Union are our enemies, and Russia is our friend. I mean, it's craziness. Craziness. All right, going to move off of DJT here for a little bit.
And leave a PBS alone, by the way.
Don't go after PBS. Exactly right. We mentioned last week that the Marathon Park Ice Arena troubles. In fact, the idea that perhaps it would not be operational for the 2025-2026 ice season was very much possible. The good news is that the Marathon County Board, by an overwhelming majority, this week has approved $690,000 for urgent repairs at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. That is a reduction from the $940,000 initially proposed last week, with some mechanical work, including replacing the water cooling tower, deferred to a later date. And that word, I think, is one thing I'm going to touch on, deferred. Okay. Because at a certain point, you have to be a little more proactive. Again, I've been to the Marathon Park Ice Arena many, many, many times just this year. And over the many years I've been doing Wausau West and Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey, the Marathon Park Ice Arena was built back in 1974, more than 50 years. And then they added the second rink in the mid-1980s. The idea here that can keep kicking the can down the road, I think, is not the smartest way to go. And in fact, I mean, when I look at the more than $500,000 that's being put into this, I would have rather if they had a plan of attack over the number of years that many of us have been calling for something to be done, either a complete renovation or a new arena that could be used as a beautiful place in central Wisconsin that could bring in major tournaments, including maybe even state tournaments. True. But instead, we just keep kicking this can down the road. And not only this, now it's like they decided that, well, we're not going to do everything that should be done. We're just going to do some of the things that should be done. And frankly, the $690,000 that will be put into these urgent repairs, Frank, I would have been happier if, you know, a number of years ago that money would have been put aside to get a renovation or a new arena. So, again, the good news is that they're going to have the arena at least useful for next year. The funding will come from $290,000 from 2024 excess timber sale revenue, $55,000 each from 2025 and 2026 excess timber sale revenue, $130,000 from reallocated capital improvement project funding, $112,500 from additional user fees between 2025 and 2028, and $47,500 from general fund reserves. The most significant changes from the original proposal included a reduction in general fund reserves, which initially accounted for $540,000. And again, this Marathon Park Ice Arena is used for so many different activities. Of course, as I said, Wausau West and Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey, the East Merrill United high school hockey team, the Wausau Cyclones junior team, Timberline Figure Skating, Wausau Youth Hockey, three adult leagues as well. Last week, county officials emphasized the need for urgent repairs to keep both ice rinks functional for the upcoming season. Supporters of the funding allocation argue the repairs will buy the county 2 to 4 years to determine the arena's long-term future, whether that means building a new facility, keeping the current one, or exiting the ice arena business altogether. John Robinson, who's a member of the board, reminds me, we got to get John Robinson back on this show. He's always such a good guest. He's the chair of the Human Resources, Financing, and Property Committee. So the committee met earlier in the day to discuss cost reductions. He said, we reduced the amount of borrowing from $940,000 down to $690,000 by deferring work on the replacement of the water cooling tower and some of the other mechanical work in the building. Those may come back in future capital improvement plans, but we felt $690,000 would cover the repairs necessary. The committee also inserted language in the resolution to clarify that the funding is intended as a short-term fix. Robinson said the county board expects the community to lead discussions on a long-term solution. Board Chair Kurt Gibbs said shutting down the arena without an alternative would leave local sports teams without options. I think this does buy us some time to have the overall conversation with the community as what future, if any, the county has in the facility long-term. He added that user groups will likely be asked to increase their financial contributions to maintain the arena. So again,
that they have some tough decisions they have to make in the future.
District 7 Supervisor Deb Hoppe opposed the funding, calling it a waste of money. She said, we can't keep dumping money on Band-Aids, arguing the county should instead invest in building a new arena. Robinson and Mask pushed back, insisting the funding was not merely a temporary fix, but a necessary step to allow time for discussions on a long-term solution. So,
yeah, I agree with that.
But again, I sort of agree, this Band-Aid aspect, keep putting in hundreds of thousands of dollars just to try to keep it open.
Yeah.
There have been discussions. It's not been a case where there's not been discussions. Something has to be decided. I mean, we can't just keep saying, well, we should do this. Something has to be decided within the near future. Yeah. And whether, again, it's a new arena, whether it's renovations, whether it's getting out of the ice arena business altogether, I mean, something has to be decided because it can't continue on this 50-year-old building where they have been having major issues in the past year. So I'm curious to see what happens next. But I just think that, again, if the county and maybe the city, whatever, maybe whoever decides to get into this business of a new arena, boy, it could be an opportunity for incredible growth here in central Wisconsin when it comes to getting major events such as state tournaments and such. Opportunities have been slipping away for years when it comes to this discussion. That's my opinion. Again, that's just my opinion as somebody that obviously has a biased opinion on the importance of what this arena and what it could mean in terms of the future with a new arena. So,
I don't think it's a waste of money if you put the money into the right kind of renovations. I mean, if you're trying to fix a certain problem that cannot be fixed, it's like with a certain amount of money, just.
Well, I mean, decisions have to be made. That's the bottom line. Yeah. At least that's what my opinion is. I mean, you got the idea of continuing to use the Band-Aids. And again, I think that in this case, Band-Aids, I would not have voted against it. I would not have voted against it because if without this infusion of cash for some of the much needed quick fixes, then this arena would not have been available coming up in the next school year. So I think this was a case where they had to put in this money, but again, major decisions have to be made sooner rather than later when it comes to the Marathon County Ice Arena and the future holds.
Absolutely.
The time is 9:48. Coming up next, we'll have our daily history lesson and number for the day quiz here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. It is March the 27th of 2025, Thursday. Day number 86 of this year. There are 279 days remaining in the year 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1952, on March the 27th, the musical Singin' in the Rain premiered in New York City. On this date in 1970, the Concorde made its first supersonic flight. On this date in 1973, The Godfather won the Academy Award for Best Picture of 1972.
Classic film.
But star Marlon Brando refused to accept the Oscar for Best Actor. Liza Minnelli won the Best Actress for Cabaret. On this date in 1998, the Food and Drug Administration approved Viagra for use as a treatment for male impotence, the first pill to be approved for this condition in the United States. On this date in 2007, NFL owners voted to make instant replay a permanent officiating tool. On this date in 2020, a $2.2 trillion stimulus package, the largest in U.S. history, was signed into law by the President of the United States. And on this date in 2022, 3 years ago today, the slap occurred during the Academy Awards.
Oh, yes.
After comedian Chris Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, her actor husband Will Smith walked on stage and violently slapped the comedian. After returning to his seat, Smith screamed at Rock not to target his wife with his jokes. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Michael York is 83 years old today. Director Quentin Tarantino is 62. Mariah Carey, 56 years old today. Fashion designer Kendra Scott is 51. Singer Jessie J is 37. And Halle Bailey, not Halle Berry, but Halle Bailey from 2023's The Little Mermaid is 25 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is American Red Cross Giving Day. It is a whole new day for Whole Grain Day. It is International Whiskey Day. It is Holy Wednesday. It is Joe Day. I don't know why it's Joe Day, but if you're Joe, it's your day. It is Scribble Day. It is Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. And it is World Theater Day.
Oh.
I'm sure there's a reason for you to celebrate.
Absolutely. I will definitely be celebrating that today.
Absolutely is right. All right. It is time now for our number for the day quiz. And yes. Every day we wrap up the show by giving Ian a quiz based on our number for the day. One of the choices is the correct answer, the number for the day, two of which are incorrect. So that means three choices, one is right. Based on the math, just guessing, you should get 33%.
Yes.
And anything above 33% for the week is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. We won't even talk about winning weeks or best week because
I got some work to do.
You're not getting there this week.
I haven't even passed the threshold of a passing week yet.
Yeah, so basically a winning week is more right than wrong, 3 out of 5, and the best ever week is 4 out of 5. He's done that 3 times. Still has never been able to get that perfect week. But so far this week, 0 for 3.
Yeah.
That means in order to get a passing grade, you have to get today right and tomorrow right.
See, the pressure helps again.
All right. Remember what our topic is.
It's about Milwaukee Brewers, but specifically about Robin
Yount. Yep.
Okay, I want to make sure I said that right.
Robin Yount. And Robin today Yount. Being opening day for the Brewers, it's a number for the day involving the probably the most famous and best player ever for the Milwaukee Brewers, Robin Yount.
Okay, I'm ready.
Robin Yount, when he retired after the 1993 season, finished his Major League Baseball career with how many hits? How many hits did Robin Yount have in his Major League Baseball career?
All right, what are my choices?
All right, your choices are 2,642.
Wow. Okay.
3,142. 3,642. So 2,642, 3,142, 3,642.
Oh, boy. And I wish I followed baseball a little more closely. I asked my mom and dad to send me a positive vibes about this one, so I hope this works. Okay. How many hits? I mean, that's a lot of hits, but okay.
Hall of Famer Robin Yount played his entire career with the Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm going to say 3,000... 142. I'm going to go with B as my final answer. Lock it in, B.
All right. Robin Yount finished his Major League Baseball career with a total of 3,142 hits.
Yes.
Now we go to tomorrow. Wow. You have a chance.
People, the pressure really does help.
Yeah, so now you got more pressure tomorrow.
Yes.
But at least we know for sure you're not going to have an 0 for a week.
Thank you, Mom and Dad, for sending those positive vibes.
So now we got some big excitement tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Tomorrow we'll be joined by Mike Clemens and Paul Micklig, and we'll have that big one for the number for the day at the end of the show. Have a great day.
You too. Jeff. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.